We're 10 days out from the New South Wales state election, with all polls pointing to a Labor win with a bit of a hung parliament. The state's bloated crossbench is expected to expand, giving both major parties a laundry list of demands that they will need to meet to form government. New South Wales Labor leader Chris Minns has made it clear that the Greens will be given no special deals, opening the floor to other crossbenchers to help form government. Jono Wakeley has this report.
Labor is predicted to have a victory in New South Wales under a hung parliament as polls trickle in 10 days out from the state election. Labor leader Chris Minns has been distancing himself from the Greens, stating firmly that he will not be giving the Greens any special deals or parliamentary positions in exchange for them helping Labor form government. I spoke with Penny Sharp, Labor leader in the New South Wales State Legislative Committee, and asked her if Labor is taking the Green support for granted in the event of a hung parliament.
No, we've got a very clear view about this election, which is coming in 10 days' time, and that is that we're asking the people of New South Wales to support Chris Minns and the team and to give us and allow us to form a majority government. That's what we want to do so that we can implement the program that we've taken to the electorate.
Are there any independents that Labor is excited to work with?
Look, at this point, we don't really know. It is an interesting election. There's a lot of different contests. But look, not one vote has been cast yet. It's really up to the people of New South Wales, and we'll see who they deliver into the parliament after the 26th of March. Labor's really planning on wanting to win the election in our own right. We'll see what happens after the election, but our plan is, and what we're asking for is for people to give us their support so that we can form majority government.
Polls are suggesting a Labor win. How confident are you going into this election?
Look, I think at this point we are very cautious about the election, but we're very hopeful that we're winning the discussion in terms of what's important for New South Wales, whether it's essential services and nurses and teachers and paramedics being needed to run the services that state government does, or whether it's stopping the privatisation of Sydney Water. I think that the team is hopeful and hungry, but, we're not counting our chickens. Look, I think the people of New South Wales will ultimately always get it right. We're hoping that they'll support a majority Labor government, and that's what we hope to see in 10 days' time.
While the New South Wales crossbench is large, chances are Labor will need the support of Greens in order to form government. I spoke with Greens Party member Jenny Leong, New South Wales State Member of Parliament for the electorate of Newtown. I asked her how Labor's stance will impact the Greens' decision to form government with them.
We don't need any special deals. What the Greens have made very, very clear is that we've ruled out supporting a Liberal National Coalition government in New South Wales. It's time to kick Perrottet and his cronies out. But we also are not just going to hand over our support without question to the other bloke that's slightly less bad. What we want to see and what we have expectations on for New South Wales Labor is a change in the way that our parliaments, our democracies work. We know that a majority rules, winner-takes-all approach is not what we're seeing now in our political landscape. The major parties are not getting the majority of the support. And that means we have to shift our way of thinking. It means we have to go into a recognition that collaboration, power sharing, and the ability to work in the interests of the community collaboratively together is the future of how our parliaments will work best and how we will best serve the people of New South Wales.
Why do you think Labor is distancing themselves from the Greens?
Obviously, every party at this point is wanting to put forward their agenda and their vision for the future of the state. I absolutely recognise that that's what we're seeing from the Liberals and Nationals. It's what we're seeing from Labor, and it's what the Greens are offering as an alternative to those major parties. What we know, though, and what we have seen in the last parliament, is that we can get things done for the community and in the community's interest when we collaborate together, whether that be working on cross-party bills co-sponsored by representatives of all parliamentary parties, or whether that be working through amendments and negotiations and having conversations to get change needed. That is how our parliaments work. The idea that someone thinks they can get into government and not have to engage in a negotiation or a discussion about how we get legislation through is arrogant, but it also doesn't reflect the reality of how our democracy works.
To get a bird's eye view of Labor's positioning prior to the election, I spoke with Dr. Stuart Jackson, Senior Lecturer of Political Sciences at the University of Sydney, and asked him how Labor might form government.
The Labor Party knows that there are a variety of different forces available within the state upper house. The Greens will not be in the sole balance of power. The Labor Party, therefore, needs to have a range of options still available to it. Special deals with the Greens would cut out any potential arrangements with, say, some of the independents. So they are actually keeping their options open at this stage.
Do you have any big and wild predictions for the election coming up?
I personally think that Minns will be elected with a very thin majority. His pathway to victory is better than Perrottet's. Perrottet has to deal with, if you like, fights on his own sides, Teal independents, independents in rural seats. They've got to defend. The Nationals are defending a couple of marginal seats. Would we have a hung parliament? We've had that before, so it shouldn't actually worry people that there may be independents in the balance.
Dr. Stuart Jackson, Senior Lecturer of Political Sciences at the University of Sydney, ending that report by Jono Wakeley.